Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. And many of you are actually at sexwithemily.com right now because we are doing a live streaming show from 1 to 2 every day Pacific Standard Time at sexwithemily.com for everybody. So we hope everyone will check out the new site and go there and become a Friends with Benefits member. And we'll tell you about that in a second. But today's show, okay, I'm here with Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
What's going on?
Not a lot. Yeah. There's a lot going on today.
Wow, I like
that. It's a really big day.
Good.
We'll be reading your emails that you send to feedback@sexwithemily.com, or now you can just so easily on the new website, you can just email me straight from the site. And if you're a Friends with Benefits member, we just need everyone to join and become a member and support the show. We totally appreciate that. It's like 15 cents a day. We're doing 5 days a week, and we appreciate your support. And so you can also email me that way. Your emails will be priority. And today we're answering some Friends with Benefit members' emails first because you get the priority, among many other things. Some of those topics include the perks of having a wing woman, erogenous zones, the G-spot shot, ejaculation etiquette suggestions, breast play, and how to make sex more than mediocre. Find out also our sex tips today. We'll find out why size does and does not matter, because today we will be debunking sex myths. I'm going to be giving Menace a quiz later to see.
A quiz? I like that.
Do you like a quiz?
Yeah.
True or false?
No, true.
I'm going to give you
quizzes
true or
because
false?
I always want to win. That's
true.
Why.
Right? I'm giving you a sex quiz later.
Yeah.
You're going to be quizzed on all the common sex myths.
To who? Like, who's saying?
I'm not
these
giving
are
you
myths?
A preview. Why are you getting nervous?
Okay, see, no, I'm not getting nervous, but I always want to check your sources.
These are reputable sources. You know that I've always got my sources down.
I know.
So yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you're getting it from a woman, then it's probably not right.
Oh yeah, because women aren't right. Then women just aren't right.
I love giving you a hard time.
I know you
get
do.
So mad.
I don't get mad. I just roll my eyes. So it's a really big day in San Francisco today.
It's Tupac's birthday. Did you know that?
No, I did not know
that.
He
would have been 40 today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why it's a big day?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a big day because there was a study that came out sponsored by Trojan, who knows their sex.
Okay.
Okay, this was on MSNBC.com. San Francisco, you're so naughty and so open about it. San Francisco was named the most sexually promiscuous city in America. Number one,
oh,
San Francisco.
We're so classy.
I feel so proud, and I like to feel that we're based in San Francisco. That maybe I've had something to do with it.
Did they?
Not personally.
Oh my god.
No, but we're so naughty. It says that. I mean, it's crazy, these stats, and it says Chicago is at the bottom of the list. Okay,
what?
So San Francisco.
Oh, I'm canceling my trip.
I know, honey.
Supposed to be there in August. It's done.
So it says that, but we don't, okay, according to the report, 90% of San Francisco's boasts they know how to satisfy their partner sexually. And here are a few more sexy stats from San Francisco. Respondents in San Francisco, 48% reported that they use a vibrator. So almost half the people and women in San Francisco or men are using vibrators.
Half the women in San Francisco are not satisfied sexually by a man?
Yeah.
So they need a utensil?
No, that's not why people use vibrators. It's an addition. Are you really going to have this conversation with me?
I'm just saying.
Okay, so this is something that's, I don't know. San Francisco tops the list for the most number of sexual partners. We've had sex with more people in San Francisco.
What? Whores.
Oral sex at 18 partners and anal sex at 12 partners.
Whores.
Yep, San Francisco, 24% is the least likely to believe in abstinence before marriage. And San Francisco is one of the two cities most likely to say they learned about sex from an adult video and the internet. Anyway.
I did. That's how I learned about sex.
What?
It was a porno.
Really?
When I was 6 years old, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You saw the porno and you were like.
I already knew what was going on, which was weird to me.
Yeah, that is weird. Are you sure you knew?
Yeah, I knew.
You knew that it was what?
What did you
think was happening?
I think that they were, I don't know how it triggered in my brain, but I knew they were having sex.
Right.
I don't know. I can't explain it.
Right.
But I knew.
When did you start masturbating?
Yesterday. I don't know. Teens?
Okay.
Normal age?
Normal age?
Yeah.
Teens? Okay. Just curious. Because I didn't tell later, as you know. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So that's a big thing about San Francisco. I was just excited. I just found this like 5 minutes ago. And it says, you're so naughty and open. I just love that. I love San Francisco because we just don't care. And the city we're running naked down the street has become rather ho-hum. It's no surprise that we're the number one promiscuous city.
It always trips me out.
There's always naked people. Like, you're like, whatever, naked person. Don't care. Like, there's just random stuff happening all the time.
It always trips me out that there will be some events and there's always like naked people right in front of City Hall.
Right.
In front of City Hall.
I know.
But I love it.
I know.
And
we're
believe
good.
Me, they're not supposed to, they shouldn't
But
be
we
naked.
Also are doing messed up stuff legislated, like in the legislation, like we're supposed to, like we banned Happy Meals last year. And
I know.
There's other things that we
That's
do. We're just like a
happy.
Quirky, crazy city.
But it makes
me feel like proud. Like I feel like I've become, like I'm a San Francisco, I mean, I'm not from here initially, as you know, but I feel like a San Franciscan, like kind of
This is what
promiscuous
sucks about
and crazy.
The city.
What?
There's a lot of weirdos, right?
Right.
And these weirdos have so much freaking free time versus the people that are just actually just working all the time, just, you know, trying to get by.
Right.
That all the weirdos are at City Hall constantly, like, getting these crazy laws passed all
the
time.
I know.
Sucks.
It's
So the people that actually, like, it affects.
It's not that just the.
That
I made a film about
that.
I made a film about politics in San Francisco. If anyone's interested, it's called See How They Run.
Mm-hmm.
And you can rent it on Netflix or download it on iTunes. And it's a documentary all about San Francisco politics and how insane we are and liberal and a little bit crazy.
This is nuts.
But what was the legislation just last week? There was something that we were going to ban and it was like.
It was circumcision.
Circumcision.
Yeah.
And then there was something else. There was something else like a day later. Circumcision.
We
you can't ban circumcision.
Plastic bags.
Plastic bags. That's weird. Like, can you imagine if you're watching this and like, we don't have plastic bags. Like, you cannot get a plastic bag in San Francisco.
You can't.
It's weird.
You can't.
I know.
And then if it's raining and you're walking, you're effed. I'm sorry.
Because there's no plastic bags
They
anymore.
Rip all the time, okay?
The paper bags? Every time I'm coming home from the – because you know I eat out all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that yesterday. So yesterday you really got me thinking when you said to me, what do I bring to the table in a relationship?
Yeah.
So I was
let's rewind.
Let's rewind. Okay, so you know – as everyone know, we're doing a daily show. Now does everyone get that? Okay, so yesterday Menace asked me, since I don't cook and I've never cooked for a man in my entire life – he asked what I bring to the table besides sex in a relationship.
And your answer was, I'm fun.
Yeah, I'm fun. Okay. So I asked the guy that I've dated.
So you did some studying?
I did.
Yeah?
I talked to guys that I've dated.
Try to find out.
I, like,
out.
Made some phone calls. I'm like, why'd you date me? Like, I never cooked for you. I never
did
planned
I really
for you.
Did I really make you, like, trip out by saying that?
No, I just thought it was funny. And
yeah,
so.
Right.
No, I didn't trip out, but I was like, no, what happened was because I'm supposed to go out with this guy. So you remember the guy that I was dating a few months ago who's like, you never called me and you never made plans. So then this guy that I have been dating was like, oh, well, what do you want to do Saturday night? And I was like, so we were on the phone last night and I said, because we have plans. And I said, am I really, I said, I don't really care. I don't really know.
Oh,
like,
great. See what he messed up. I don't even know why he said that to you.
So I said, what do I bring to the table? So that's when I've got it. I'm like,
oh, no.
Do I bring anything to the table besides besides sex? And he's like, yes, you have. He answered me, and I wrote it down because I had to write it down.
He doesn't remember it.
He said, I have exuberant energy, explosive exuberant energy. That's what I bring.
So does people that do cocaine.
But I don't do cocaine. I'm naturally exuberant. That's what I bring to the table. No, I don't cook or clean or anything like that, but you just hire someone to clean eventually.
Energy. What does the energy do? I'm trying to explain.
Don't you know? But why you like me? Like, why do you like me? Why do you like hanging out with me? Because I'm fun. Yeah, I'm fun energy. Yeah. That was an extension on the fun thing.
That was fun.
Okay, here's another story. So what? What was fun?
Nothing. I didn't really
why do
explain
people date you?
At all. It's like general because I'm awesome.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, here's the thing. So Ruby,
I can't say it.
Again, I'm telling the story. Forget it.
Skip. Anyways,
today's
last
sex
night,
toy. Yeah.
Last night I went to.
idiot.
See,
idiot.
I told you.
Yeah.
Live shows. I went and saw the Green Hornet last night, and
right. It was a press screening, right?
Yeah, I went and saw it, and I really enjoyed it. So if people want to go, I'm not like a Green Hornet. Like fanatic, a purist. I knew nothing about it. So
I don't know anything about it either.
So
of course,
I enjoyed it. It's a comic book movie. You can't take it too seriously.
Right.
It was good. So if you are doing something this weekend and you want to go see the Green Hornet, I suggest go see.
Really?
But
who's
that,
in it? It's
Ryan Reynolds and
Blake Lively, right?
Yeah, and she looks smoking hot in it. Ryan Reynolds as a man, I can say this guy. Is so fit that it makes you feel bad about yourself.
Oh,
as a man.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Like, so girls, you would love seeing this guy because he has a shirt off almost.
Oh, see, I heard a review this morning and someone was reviewing it and they were saying that it wasn't good and that he wasn't very good in it as a lead, as a main character.
You can't listen to, because I sit with these critic a-holes all the time.
Uh huh.
And they try to go in there. And
why didn't you take me to this? I thought you were going to take me to movie screenings that you get all these tickets.
Oh, see, I'm trying to get to my point, but you keep on interrupting me. Hold on. So, but you can't take the critics people seriously because they think they're going to go in there and see the next Citizen Kane or something like that, or the next Clockwork Orange.
Right. So you have to know that it's like.
Yeah.
Right.
Just go with what type of movie that you like and don't listen to critics.
Okay.
But anyways. I did not invite you because I've been trying to get, more engaged and more interactive with people on my Facebook. So I've been throwing basic questions out there, right? So the other basic question was, Star Wars or Star Trek.
Right.
And everyone was getting into it. And then here comes Emily Morris on my Facebook and says, neither. What?
But neither. I don't want to see either one of those, Star Trek or Star Wars.
So why would you be bad if I didn't take you to the Green Lantern?
Because I just
want to
go to
Star
movies.
Wars. No, because your ass would be talking through the whole goddamn
thing. I wouldn't talk again.
Yes, you would.
I'd be so scared to go to a movie with you again that I would. I'd be so quiet. I can't guarantee that I would sit still, but I would. I wouldn't talk the whole time.
I seriously wanted to murder some lady that was making noise
really?
Across the room.
Yeah.
Violently.
Well, okay. So know that I won't ever talk again in a movie.
Yeah, but how? Okay, let me guess. You've never seen Star Wars.
No, I've seen Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I just was like, who? Neither one at that moment. Because when I read your Facebook post, I was like, ew, neither. Not
you see
right
how
now.
How many people commented? That
I know
they were
a lot of
you. And then they started talking crap about you because you're like, oh my god, come on.
I was like, neither. Done. That's not what I want. If I was sitting in your house and you're like, let's watch a movie, and you're like, would you rather watch Star Trek or Star Wars? I'd be like, neither. But I know that wasn't the point. The point was if I had to choose, and I would choose neither.
That hurts, man.
I'm sorry, baby.
I mean, I'm not like a super hardcore nerd.
Why'd you ask? Why'd you want to know?
Because I knew that would cause a debate, and I just wanted to see what people thought. And
you're
I
such
would
a, see, you're I so would, social media savvy.
Yeah, and I wanted
I'm not
to
a
see,
savvy.
And I wanted to see if the Star Trek nerds would come and defend Star Wars, because obviously Star Wars is the more popular
right.
choice.
Right.
And check this out. So again, leading back to sex, do you know how many like hot chicks that are into Star Wars that just like dress up in like Star Wars outfits like practically naked all the time on the internet? You can find it everywhere.
No,
it's amazing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like people who have like fetishes around – not fetishes.
Not
they're just
fetish,
turned
they're just,
on
like,
by –
really into it. And then – but they dress like super sexy, but they're like, you know, right. Darth Vader and stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And there's like so many –
is that where
like,
you go for your entertainment?
To go check out naked chicks in Darth Vader outfits?
Yeah.
No.
Darth
I don't,
Vader
but
porn.
I'm just saying I recognize
Darth
it.
Ate her or something? Is that
yeah,
what it's called?
Probably. But there's like a lot of hot chicks are just becoming super like comic book nerds and stuff like
That's
that.
That's great. Do you like that? You consider yourself a nerd, right? Do you? Or no?
Yeah, I guess. But I'm not like hardcore into
no.
comic book.
Yeah, no, me neither, and, obviously. But I would have gone to the movie. I What did I do? I nothing. I worked.
You
I'm
didn't
so
do
lame.
Anything? You're a liar.
No, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think. What did I do last night?
So, you know, you called up every ex-boyfriend and say, what did
oh,
I bring
Oh, I called
to
every ex-boyfriend. And I, oh,
did
and
you
then
get
I
any
had,
other feedback?
Yeah, I did. Well, because my ex texted me, like, why do we – he's going through a problem with his girlfriend now. Oh, so he God. Texted me, and he was like, why aren't we – why did we break up again? And
oh, my God, dude. This guy – it's either two things. You – all right? Number
this
one.
This is what he said.
No.
This is I'm reading you his text.
It's so goddamn ridiculous. Like, either – you marry this guy or stop talking to him because it's not healthy.
Do you know what he already said?
All.
He just out of the blue when I needed a little ego boost last night because I was already feeling lame because you told me that I'm not worth dating.
I didn't say you weren't dating, but I'm just saying you need to like pick up some skills.
He said, I miss you for lots of reasons, including but not limited to one, how chill you are.
God.
Two, how fun you are.
Barf.
Three, how easy it is to be with you. And four, your infinite hotness. He
and
said, what happened? Why aren't we together anymore?
I need to get laid. At what time was
and
that?
Then we kind of had phone sex.
1
but I didn't really have phone sex. He had phone. I had phone. He had phone sex. It was late. It was in New York. I don't know. He was in New York. It was late. Anyway, I don't know. I was.
Oh, my God. It's so like had a couple
but
drinks.
I was like working.
And,
exactly. It's like, Emily, I miss you and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's so lame.
And then he's like, remember that time? And he wanted that phone sex, but I didn't really like. I was busy. I was focused on work. Anyway.
So lame.
Lame. Okay, let's get
so
into
no,
something.
No, let's
what?
Break it down real quick. So what are you going to do about that? I'm telling you right now. It's either it's not healthy or you just
I never talked to him. I never talked. I mean,
dude,
we like
this
text.
Is,
this is don't you have girls
is the guy
that you text?
You hung up on. But do you know what? When you talk
honey,
to the other
honey, I'm so not hung up on him.
Yeah, you
I do
are.
Not. Oh my God. Ew. Like if I could tell you the million reasons why we're not supposed to be together, we're not supposed to be together. I just
then
adore
stop
him.
Talking to the guy.
It's funny. It's funny.
How's it
and
funny?
Because I like that he says nice things about me.
What about eventually?
My ego
like,
really likes that.
What about eventually you find a guy that's not into chicks that cook or clean and he wants to be with you, right?
Right.
And then you have this guy who's going to hit
then
you
I'll
up
be
and that's going to cause
No,
problems.
Then I'll be done with him. I just haven't found anybody that – I just haven't committed to anybody in a long time. So I still have the people hanging around. That I text. Big deal. Who doesn't? Everyone does that.
I'm just saying. It's
how many girls are you texting that you sleep with?
Don't look at my phone.
You don't text
I'll
any girls
look at
randomly?
My phone. No. It's stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it. My friends and I like it. We like to get the text. Women, we like to get that something. Like a little. It made me feel good. I was like, oh, good. He likes me still. That's good.
All right.
I think we should move on.
Go for it.
Sex in the news. Well, we already talked about the biggest news.
Yeah.
San Francisco, you're so naughty.
Yeah. And then the other news, can I just clear it up? Oh, yes. Wiener's resigned.
Wiener resigned.
Yes.
Wiener resigned.
Yay.
He did. I can't believe it.
It's so funny because my cousin is a reporter in Arizona, and she's like, I'm so happy that he resigned, so now I don't have to talk about him ever again, and I'm
right.
a reporter.
Right, exactly,
you know?
Exactly. I know, I know it got to be too much, but
yeah.
But I can't, but yeah, he resigned. But that's not what I was going to talk about.
All right.
I had other Wiener news.
Okay.
The adult-only Anthony Wiener action figure.
Oh, God.
Yep. He He may be in rehabilitation at the moment, but that doesn't mean he's hidden from our hearts and our minds and RSS feeds. The presence feels stronger now than ever thanks to the new adults-only Anthony Weiner action figure. The doll, much like the man himself, can come two ways, censored or uncensored, yet it's not quite clear from the manufacturer's site how for adults-only version differs from the standard one. It's $10 if you want an Anthony Weiner action figure. I want an action figure.
Speaking about Weiner, his wife is way too hot for him.
I told you how hot she was. Yeah. I told you last week, and you're like, no. Someone said no.
Not me.
She's hot. She's beautiful. She's classic. She's stunning. Yeah, she's like – but I don't think she's going to leave him. They just got married a year ago.
Yeah.
I heard that she wasn't going to leave him.
Not for now, at least. Well, I don't know. Now what the hell is he going to do now? Everyone knows what he looks like. What do you do? Hopefully he has money in the bank.
I don't know. You know what? Look at Spitzer, though. Elliot Spitzer, when he had his whole sex scandal when he was governor. No, he wasn't governor. He's senator. What was he? Spitzer? Elliot Spitzer in New York? Whatever he was. Senator. So he is now hosting a show on CNN. And he had a sex scandal with prostitutes.
Yeah, but he had, like, at least had some, like, charisma and stuff like that.
Not really. Elliot Spitzer, like, I turn on CNN, I'm like, really? Elliot Spitzer, like, he has a sex scandal and he's sleeping with prostitutes and paying them out of state money, and now CNN makes him a reporter? I don't understand that.
Because CNN.
There's a million people that can talk about politics. CNN, and he's not attractive, and all you think of him is with the prostitute in a hotel, hotel room.
Yeah, but that's what, that makes you tune in. Do you know CNN?
No,
loses?
I tune off.
Well.
Okay, go ahead. What?
CNN's losing so bad in ratings versus Fox News. So they're just like doing
that's the only channel they have at my gym. That and the Food Channel. Guess what I watch?
Food?
No, I could give a crap about the Food Channel. The Food Channel is so boring. If you don't cook and you don't have any utensils or
it's
anything.
Like pornography for me.
Is it the Food Channel?
Yeah.
Do you really watch the Food Channel? I mean, I know people
do.
I'm just like at another planet.
I want to do my own video podcast about doing little cooking shows.
Come on.
I love it. Yeah.
You cook?
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
How come I don't believe you?
How can you not believe me?
When do you have time to cook?
I'm not the only person on the planet that cooks. A lot of people cook.
I know, but I just don't imagine you cooking. Okay. Yeah. What's the secret of hot sex? Science weighs in. A new study suggests that the key to hot sex is plain old empathy.
Empathy?
Empathy.
How's that work?
Empathic. People being empathic. Empathic individuals are more responsive to a partner's needs and thus initiate a positive feedback cycle. So researchers from the university, they studied the psychological profiles of over 3,200 men and women. They looked at self-esteem, autonomy, and empathy, and three sexual measures. This is a little confusing here. Orgasmic regularity, enjoyment of receiving and giving oral sex. So that's what the study looked at, and they found that the people with empathy who were more empathic towards each other were having better sex. But the thing that was most interesting about the study was the authors were surprised to find men were more likely than women to enjoy performing oral sex, and I do not find that to be the case.
Where was this study held?
It was a big study. I don't know. It was at from a university.
Some university.
Health Day. Yeah.
University.
No, it's
of
real.
Phoenix
it's real.
Online.
I'm not like reading BS. So anyway, empathic. So it got me thinking about guys that I date that usually are. I think that's big. Some a guy who's empathy who can relate to you and respond to you and be there for you emotionally.
Yeah, but they're just doing that because they want to get laid.
Yeah, that's fine though. But I'm more sexually. They're showing the people who have high empathic barriers are. Having better sex.
It doesn't matter if it's genuine or not.
I don't care.
as long
just
as
pretend.
You're doing it, yeah.
Exactly. So I thought that was interesting. And again, that the authors were surprised to find that men were more likely than women to enjoy performing oral sex. I feel like, who are all these women who hate performing oral sex?
Oh, they're out there.
It's so fun. So many women hate it.
I don't get it.
But I feel like men don't like it more than women. That would be my – yeah, I'm surprised too, just like the
– No, I think it's equal. It's equal playing field, honestly.
I don't know. I think I taught you what it was. Remember on the show like years ago? I taught you how to say it.
Cunnilingus?
Cunnilingus.
Oh, God.
When Menace was just a young boy.
Yeah.
Dating on the go. There's a new How About We's mobile app. It's called. So it's a new app that allows you to find a date quickly without having to sit at your computer. You can post and browse cool dates in your area. So basically, the scenario is that you're having a drink at your favorite bar and suddenly find yourself wishing there was someone in that empty bar stool next to yours. take out your phone and check out other people who've posted dates in your area. Find someone like you. You can message them, and then you can go find them if they're nearby. So it's like not so different than those other apps. But
Grindr.
But this is like a date. Like they're like coming up with dates in the moment that are happening, and you could join someone. Like if you're at your alone drinking tequila by yourself at the bar.
I guess that can work. I don't know. That one is all on the women if they want to meet up with guys.
No, I think it'll be guys doing it too. I mean, it's kind of immediate.
No. Do you think women are going to really post like, hey, I'm just hanging out?
I don't know. Maybe.
I bet you if I download it right now, it'll be 3,000 guys.
Maybe I'll be the one woman then.
Let's see. I'll download it right now.
Do it. Find out.
What's it called again?
It's called How about Wheeze?
How about
Wheeze go to the store like that?
All right.
Okay. So future hotel room to facilitate virtual. Why can't
okay.
I had some tequila. I have to admit it. No, just kidding. Okay. Future hotel room to facilitate virtual sex as Travelodge. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about like the virtual, about you wanted people to be able to have sex during the show.
Yeah. Like a USB plug-in and then there's some device that has sex with you while you're listening to Sex with Emily.
Right. That's what we're going
to
do.
But you don't have to use your own hand.
Exactly. So
for the lazy people out there.
They say that Travelodge has unveiled what the hotel room of the future will look like, and it involves virtual lovemaking. Apparently, remote virtual lovemaking will be possible by the year 2030, allowing individuals to connect with their partner.
2030?
Uh-huh.
Of course.
To connect with their partner. But it doesn't even sound – couples will be able to benefit from the ability to link peripheral nervous systems via active skin electronics together for enhanced lovemaking. So it's like connecting your nervous systems through the – I don't even know how they were going to do that. I don't know. It doesn't sound very hot. I'd rather just watch porn.
I heard today they have sex robots in Japan now.
That sounds cold.
Cold?
Just kind of cold.
I'm sure there's
– How empathic is a robot? Not very empathic, I'll bet.
Probably no. No. They were saying I'm remembering now that the robot will recognize its owner and be able to have a conversation with the owner.
Really? Will it tell me that I look nice today?
Yeah.
You look nice today. Nice ass.
You program it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's come to that yet, but it's nice to know that there are options.
And you know what? You probably don't have to make it dinner either. So
perfect.
It would be the perfect.
You got to charge it. So today, just backing up, was sex toy day at Sex with Emily. You know, my interns have had a very active week. We first went to the canceled oral sex class.
Yeah.
And then, but then they were entertained by my sex school friends. I told that whole story the other day. But then we got sex toys from Adam and Eve because Adam and Eve is our sponsor and we love Adam and Eve. Everyone go to adamandeve.com. You get 50% off any item plus 3 adult DVDs and free shipping. And you have to use coupon code Emily at checkout. Anyway, they provided us with a bunch of sex toys today. So I was so excited because I came in late to the office because I had a meeting this morning and I walked in. And there was a box, and I was like, oh, what's that? And then I was like, oh, my God, it's our sex toys. So we opened the box, and everyone's get sex toys because the interns got to pick out which toys they – why are you looking your brows off?
No, I'm just like – I'm trying to, like, visualize what's going on right now.
So it's in my office, and we rip open the box because I had them all pick out which sex toys they want to review because we're starting a new intern sex toy review segment on the show.
Okay.
So we got all these sex toys, and I'm so excited. We got rabbits. They all picked out what they wanted. I had nothing to do. They could pick out whatever they wanted. So am I corrupting them or not? What do you think? I think it's a good thing. Just because I took them to an oral sex class and make them try out sex toys. And then we're going to do porn reviews. But I think it's part of the whole Sex with Emily experience.
Oh, my God. I don't know how I feel about this. But, I mean, if they're into it, then fine.
They're totally into it. We're so excited.
So what kind of toys did
Aren't we excited?
What kind of toys did they pick? You don't have
they
to...
picked. They picked rabbit. There's rabbits.
Uh-huh.
Someone picked a rabbit, like a supercharged rabbit.
All right.
And then a butterfly something. I don't know what that is. We're going to learn what it is. They're like volunteering. Like Kelsey's like, I'll do it this weekend. Like she's ready. Like they're psyched. They're going to go home and do it. And then there is, I don't know. They sent us pocket rockets. They sent me this little nubby finger thing. It's a vibrator that just goes on your finger and it's nubby. Yeah,
I think
it's cool.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think you had that before.
I have had that. It's a new one though. They're all souped up. They sent us all their new toys. It's like, I can't tell you how exciting that is. Like I wanted to write a song about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm eager to see the reviews.
I love getting new sex toys. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's like how other people feel about food or something.
How many sex toys do you think you have?
Opened or unopened?
I mean, just together, collectively. Not just the
How
ones
many
in
sex
your trunk.
Toys do I have? Not the ones in my trunk. I moved them out of my trunk because I got a new car.
Yeah. And I'm sure you waited till the last moment.
I think it's more interesting to ask me how many I've tried, how many I have opened, and how many I have unopened. But I have to do the math separately. I probably have about 30 vibrators that I've tried or like that are opened.
Yeah.
Maybe I tried them once. 40, 30. I'm running out of room. Let's just say that. They're in boxes, like under my bed. But then there's like my go-to vibrators. So I don't really like – I'll use a vibrator and then I'll – I should do the vibrator reviews for Christ's sake. But
what's the most awkward vibrator you think you've gotten?
The most awkward?
Yeah, the most like – because some of them are shaped weird.
Oh, I got some that were like really – some that were like really, really, really big. Like too big to –
Like horse size?
Yeah, like not even in a dream do I want this. Like too big.
Okay.
But I don't know if I got anything really
awkward. It's like
awkward.
A novelty.
I mean, there's fun stuff like the vibrating panties. You weren't here on my birthday show when I showed the vibrating panties, right? Were you here?
No.
Like I love my vibrating panties. Like I need to find another guy to do that with because I did it with this one guy where – and I'm sure some guys are psyched to use it again. So I won't tell him that I've used it before. But anyway, the vibrating panties, you remember this from last year. But they're so cool. They sell these at Adam and Eve too. And they have a little vibrator in the crotch, which is – I hate that word. But it's in the crotch and you put it in there and then your partner holds the remote control and then can like turn you on if you're at a party or something. So that's kind of fun. But it's not crazy.
That's the movie we went to go see. It was in that movie. They did the same thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That you talked through the whole time.
That was not the movie I talked through the whole time.
I swear to God, that's the movie.
No, you're confusing.
I have a better memory than
things.
You do. You have the worst memory ever.
Because I don't know why I have a bad memory. I have a lot of things in my mind. It's mostly just obsessive thoughts, and they kick out all the other stuff that's not that important.
They kick out a lot of emails, too, believe
kick
me.
Out a lot of things. I think, okay, so what have I already done? Where are we? Emails.
Yes, emails.
Let's do emails.
And are people including where they're from in the emails?
Yes, everyone include where you're from. Some people do, some people don't, but we want to know where you're from.
If you don't want to, you know, say your name, just change your name.
A lot of people change their name.
Change your name and then tell me where you're from.
Yeah, and I don't use your name unless you put your name. And I've even changed names for people sometimes because I'm like, they didn't tell me to change their name, but I'm going to change their name because I make that decision for them.
All right.
Dear Emily, I'm finally a friends with benefit. So let's talk about friends with benefits for a minute.
Okay.
So Friends with Benefits is a new Sex with Emily program. We want everyone to join and become a member. You get 5 shows a week, streaming, live video. It's now a video podcast and an audio podcast. If you're used to listening to it before audio as a podcast, you can still do that. And it's video. And we're going to be giving away toys every week. We've got exclusive answers to your Q&A. We've got special videos. We've just got more information. We've got blogs. We've got a lot going on.
And all the people that have been listening to us on Stitcher, we record at the Stitcher Studios here in San Francisco. And if you don't know what Stitcher is an app for your mobile phone that is free. And you can listen to Sex with Emily on that. All you got to do is search Sex with Emily and you'll see the whole show. And then you just type in your password and you're able to listen to the show on your cell phone.
There's just a few more things you got to do now. But we just hope you'll support the show and sign up and become a member now because you don't want to miss anything. Because there's a lot going on.
Yes.
So, dear Emily, I'm finally a Friends with Benefits member. Thank you very much. Here's a different take on the wing man concept because we did a show about wing women and wing men the other day. I dropped into a local club and sat at the bar. I struck up a conversation with the woman sitting next to me. She was very funny and we talked and laughed a lot for about 45 minutes. Turns out she was with her boyfriend, but she barely talked to him all night.
I hate that.
No, it gets better. Listen. All right. They left. We said goodbye. After we talked, I moved to the other end of the club. On my way back to the bar, 3 women stopped me and offered me their phone number. This has never happened to me before, ever. Turns out that these women were all responding to seeing me laughing and obviously having such a good time with the woman I'd been talking to. So maybe having a wing woman who you can laugh with would be a good variation on the wingman idea, Paul. So he was seen talking to a woman, probably attractive woman that he found attractive, and these other women responded and they were like, oh my God, he seems so fun, life of the party, blah, 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 and handed him the phone number. Yeah. That's from Paul. Yeah.
I hate that.
What do you hate? The part that she was married and he was talking to her?
That she spent most of her night talking to him when she already had a boyfriend.
She was with her husband. She was bored. They have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. That's
what happens when you
get
married.
Right? No. No, yeah, I did.
I hate
that kind of stuff.
What?
I hate that.
What?
Stay home if you're gonna, you know.
I know, but I think couples. I know they talk for 45 minutes. A lot of people. That would just be such a bummer to be married to someone and be out and not wanting to talk to them. Like, you hope that you always want to talk to each other and you always want to have sex with each other too. On another note. Okay, hi, Emily. I just became a Friends with Benefits member. Yay, thank you. Great name, by the way. And I noticed that when I signed up for the podcast that the application form online has shipping info. Is this a sign that you will be selling merchandise off this website? If so, I would love to order a t-shirt that says, I just had sex with Emily and all I got was this t-shirt, which is what I recommended last week. I'm pretty sure you joked about that on a previous episode, but I think it's an excellent idea. Thanks for everything. Your show is fantastic. Tyler from Calgary, Canada. Yes, I will be selling products on the website. The website's exploding. I will be selling my book. I'll be selling products. I'll also be selling t-shirts. I think we should just make those t-shirts.
And pocket vaginas.
And pocket vaginas, no. That's just for you.
Emily's vagina, everybody.
Should we have included you in the adamandeve.com order?
No.
We should have gotten you a sex toy.
What would I get? I wouldn't get anything.
No, you might have found some. Would you have wanted some porn? Because they sell porn, too.
I don't watch
porn.
Oh,
I wanted it. I feel like left out. Like you were left out of the whole excitement today. That you need something.
I would have not been into that at all.
I think it would be good. I know, but I think it'd be good for you. Ugh, I just want you to.
No, don't. You're like a drug dealer. You're trying to push sex. You're trying to push sex toys on me, and it just
for
not my
years
thing.
I've been pushing sex toys on you.
I want to, you know, I want to be like the caveman and not have any tools at all. And
have you ever been with a woman who uses sex toy?
That uses sex toys.
Have you been with the woman?
Yes,
she
but
used
not
it
like while we were together.
No,
no.
It's an interesting experience.
But
you might like it.
No, I just, you know, I want to go back to the olden times and,
right,
you
where
know, put in all my effort to
70% of women can't have orgasms without direct clitoral stimulation and they need a vibrator.
Yeah, that's cool. But you know what? I'm gonna
those times
I'm
were dark.
Do
those were dark, dark
I'm gonna
times.
Do everything I can to satisfy my lady. And I don't see why there's anything wrong with that. But you know what? If you feel there's a problem with that, then you let everybody know.
Yeah, I think there's a problem with that because you're probably not doing a great job. So I ran across your show while searching for more ideas of what to do with my wife. I really enjoy them while driving across the country. Really enjoy your shows while driving across the country. I'm a truck driver. You mention erogenous zones a lot, but men are lost when it comes to where women like to be touched, kissed. Oh, this is the one yesterday that we didn't get to. Touched, kissed, licked, nibbled. We also don't want to ask because it would mean admitting we don't know. So here is my contribution to your show. Men, there are 38 documented zones you can go to in order to please your woman. Learn them and use them. Not all of them work on every woman, but you should at least be aware of them. John from Texas.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John from Texas.
Does it say tickle them in the neck with $100 bills?
What planet are you on? Inner thighs, behind the knees, the lips, nape of the neck, ears, buttocks, wrists. These are all places that women are super sensitive and that are erogenous zones besides their boobs and...
Wait, and their vagina?
And their vaginas.
Besides their boobs and their vagina?
I don't love saying the word vagina.
And their what?
Like, I know I have a sex show, but I just don't love saying the word vagina.
And all your, you
penis,
know,
I have no problem with. Vagina, then, it's like, it's kind of a buzzkill.
And then
word.
All your cool hip friends say vulva. No.
Remember?
One says
we're
vulva.
Not, you're supposed to say vulva instead of vagina. That's
see,
what, in my sex school.
See, I remembered stuff.
You're
but
so smart.
Like,
how do you remember that?
But you gotta, you know, use the street lingo.
What do you mean?
The common people. Like
what do they say instead of vagina? Snatch
they
or something?
They don't say snatch.
What do they say?
Which I don't like saying pussy, but they say...
They say pussy. That's what they say. That's hotter. Yeah. I mean, that's hotter. I mean, but I'm not going to say pussy. I think it's hot during sex.
I think saying
dirty
pussy,
sex talk.
Is it? You like my pussy?
Yeah, I like it.
What?
That's hot.
That is so embarrassing to even say. Like, oh, what?
You think pussy... Say it again.
Pussy, I'm like turning red to say.
I know.
This is so embarrassing.
Should we turn the camera on? Well, you think you've never said like to a woman. You've never.
Oh, do you like that in your pussy?
Yeah.
That is so.
No, that's what people say.
That is not hot. That is.
It is. It can be. It can be hot. Au contraire.
Do you like my?
Je pense.
Do you like my wiener in your pussy?
Yeah. Or your pussy's hot.
God, I almost threw
your
up.
Pussy's so hot.
Your pussy is so hot?
Yeah. Or
really?
Like your pussy. Like I'm just like I can't think like in the moment, you know, when men say it, it's sometimes super hot.
Yeah.
Just telling you.
I
You've never said that word until now? You're like literally turning red.
No, I'm just saying it's just embarrassing to say.
Okay,
out loud.
So what other word are we going to say? Like, doesn't Oprah have a word? What does Oprah say? Like,
For JJ.
For JJ. For JJ. I'm never going to say that.
No, that's bad.
I need a new word for vagina.
Why don't you like saying vagina?
I like it. I just don't love it. So I'd like to come up with another word.
There's nothing else that you use?
Nope. Vulva. Vulva doesn't roll off the tongue, though.
I met this guy.
Is that weird? I have a sex show and I have problems.
He's like one of the biggest pervs I know, and he like –
I bet he says pussy. What?
Yeah, he does say pussies, but then he also called it the wound that never heals.
Oh, that's not – that's so gross. That's not even – like, I don't even know what to say to that.
All right, next email.
Okay, that's just – I don't know who you hang out with, Menace. I like your podcast. Keep with the good work. I was wondering if you've heard of the G-spot shot or already covered it. What are your thoughts on it? Is it legit or is it just a placebo effect? You can Google the G-spot or just go here, thegshot.com. So I've heard – have you heard of this?
The G-spot shot?
The G-shot.
The G-shot.
So basically it's a non-surgical physician-administered treatment that can temporarily augment the Grafenberg spot or the G-spot in a sexually active woman with normal sexual functioning. Mm-hmm. It has not been approved yet by, like, the, you know, and the whoever approves stuff and for this kind of thing by the medical associations have not really approved it yet. But there were studies, like I read up on it, and there are women who say that – so basically mm-hmm. people are having these G-spot parties. It's like Botox parties where women are getting their face – Botox, but now they're getting their G spots. Like, so the physician comes in with like a needle, and he shoots you up.
In the vulva?
Uh huh.
What?
Shoots him in the vagina.
The vagina.
It's
so bad.
And a doctor can help increase their sensitivity during sex through a special injection on the area inside the front wall of the vagina, known as G spot.
How long does it last?
The method is very controversial, but he said the availability of such procedures is a boon for many women who are not getting the experience that they desire from sex. So, I mean, if you're a woman who's not – I mean, there were some studies that some women that – it wasn't like on the G-Shots website, but there was like articles written about it. Women were like, oh, my God, I'm finally having orgasms that way. So, I don't know. I mean, I would be careful. It hasn't been approved yet.
Yeah. It's shooting needles in your vagina.
It sounds really so bad.
So sexy. And you know
what? And
what
if they mess up?
Yeah. And they can make an app for everything, but they can't make an app to find the G-spot. Like, what kind of crap
is
that?
Oh, they probably could do an app like that.
The G-spot locator?
Yeah. Like, it could be like infrared light that you just see the
– Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of?
They should.
Yeah. Okay.
Laser guidance?
Yeah. Like, laser guide. Yeah. You should just –
See, I have so many million-dollar ideas that you just – Don't even
just blow over them.
And you just blow over them.
Yeah, we don't speak the same language.
Yeah.
Okay, dear Emily, some thoughts on the ejaculation etiquette conversation from a man's perspective. We did a show on ejaculation etiquette the other day.
Uh-huh.
We're doing good shows, man. We are. Whether or not you use a condom, if the sex was great, your partner is going to be a little or hopefully very wet. Afterwards, be a man. Go to the bathroom and bring back a warm, moist washcloth and slowly and gently bathe her downstairs. Take it slow. It's a sexy way to come down from some great sex. It will feel soothing to her and she'll think you're a sweet sex hero. You'll get lots of extra points if you're the first man who's ever done this for her. Men should think about buying some good quality, super soft cotton washcloths just for the benefit of their partner's nether regions. That's from Paul. That is a nice move.
Yeah.
Seriously, guys, I've had guys do that. Like they...
Yeah, of course they do.
They should do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice for them to clean up.
Dude, The other day we had the guy with what was it? It was a suction, he was using like a plunger on his woman's vagina. What was that? What was that thing? Do you remember?
I know.
Remember it was like the vagina sucking thing. What was that?
I don't know. The what? Clitoral pump. Oh, the clitoral pump.
The clitoral
pump. Clitoral pump that also engorges the vagina and I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
The clitoris. It engorges the clitoris with blood, which is how you
get orgasm. And that guy really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah. So now there's a G-spot shot, whatever. And he's got an – and yeah.
He's enjoying that.
Yeah. I was happy to hear you and Menace discuss women's breasts on the show. If I had a special gal of my own, I think I'd kiss, lick, and suck on her breasts for hours. I'd even rest my head on them. And they don't call them pillows for nothing. One foreplay trick I've heard of before, the guy spends ample time fondling every inch of the gal's breasts except the nipples. Then when she begs for it, he'll zero in on the nipples. I look forward to more, as always, XXOO Collins.
More laser guidance.
What'd you say?
More laser guidance into the nipples.
Laser guidance to find the nipples?
Never mind, it's over your head.
It's not over my head, you mumbled.
Oh.
Nipples?
Nipples. What? And
nipples, I don't mind
you
saying.
You hate the women that can get orgasms by just getting their nipples touched.
Right.
You
hate, I hate those women.
Yeah.
If those women are so unfair. Yeah. I have a few friends who can, and it's annoying.
Since we're talking about breasts, you know, I've had girlfriends that have had their breasts done. And ladies, that silicone stuff, like, it's all myths. You know, that you're going to get sick from it and all that kind of stuff.
What do you mean?
A more natural feeling when you get a boob job is the silicone versus the saline.
You think the silicone versus the saline feels better?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's more natural.
Okay.
Don't go with the saline. I know.
How many
cheaper.
Women have you been with fake boobs? A lot? That says a lot about you.
No. They
no, they're so random. They're related. No, really.
No, like, they didn't have them before they dated me. No, so I had,
did you buy them for them?
I didn't buy them for them, but I know like one of the best plastic surgeons in Northern California.
Right. So you were like, babe, you should get those.
I never said they should. They
just
said
randomly. Several women you've dated got boob jobs while you were dating them. Two. That's
several.
A lot.
Yeah, but
two's
no,
a lot.
Like. They just knew that I knew this guy, and they're like, I want to get it done. So I just introduced them, and then
– Did you think that they should get it done?
I didn't personally care either way.
But were you psyched after?
I wasn't, like, stoked and, like, started tweeting and parading around and calling up my friends that my lady got a boob job. No.
Right. But were they – did they look – like, did it turn you on more?
No. It was the same.
Okay.
I'm not the guy that, like, my tongue's hanging out when a, like, hot girl walks by. Like, I really don't give a crap.
You just stare at her breasts.
I don't even stare at their breasts.
I thought you do. By mistake. You can't help
no,
it.
No, but
you look
sometimes.
At the boobs.
That's not, like, every single day.
Oh, I thought it was every day. You
once
were
in a while.
I thought every day you were staring at boobs.
No. Once in a while, some girl's cleavage will be showing. And as a guy, it's, like, so hard not to look
right.
down once. And then your eyes lock down for 5 more seconds than you should. And then they notice.
Right.
And it's a terrible situation.
Got it, Menace.
It's embarrassing.
But I think you've got that
like
under control
pussy.
Then. Like seeing pussy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to approach my girlfriend about this. I love her a lot and think she's great, but I just think our sex is eh. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sex and I always get off and so does she, but to me it just seems that this just isn't this that it just is what we're doing. It was we're just getting off. It's not fun. It's seriously the same thing every time, and she doesn't really get into anything else unless she can get off by it. She's uninspired with doggy style, which I like, but she can't get off, or so she says. It's probably because she just bends over and doesn't really stick her butt up and out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She just doesn't want to use mirrors or cameras, not in front of a window or of her couch or a chair, just nothing fun. It's the same thing every time. The problem I have is she thinks it's just fine, and more importantly, can be sensitive to these types of subjects because I've had a lot more partners, so to speak. Don't tell me communicate or talk to her because I try and she gets upset and ends up thinking I want to bang someone else. Thoughts? Mike D. from Philadelphia.
Well, Mike, it sounds like your girlfriend's a lazy bitch and you should kick her to the curb.
Just talk to her. Just kidding.
No.
I can't say that. Sounds like there's some anger here. He sounds angry. That's what I have to say. Mike, I think that there are some other issues going on and it's not just sex. So first of all, you have to find out if you're sexually compatible with your partner and it just sounds like you've been together I don't know how long, but – you didn't say how long, but you're not sexually compatible. Like you might just not want, it sounds like you have a sense to try out more things and to be more experimental. And when you try to talk to her about it, she gets upset. So, I mean, if you really love this woman and you want to work on it, then I think that there's just some, he just sounds really angry with her about like some other things. I think that there's other things going on in their relationship. And a lot of times that can be, and yeah. that's if you are having other issues in your relationship, they can come out during sex. During intercourse, it can be reflected on that. If a woman's not feeling connected, maybe she's not – like. I mean, he could be doing things to her that they've lost their sense of connection somehow. And it's coming out in their sex life or not coming out in their sex life because it's dull.
Yeah. Go shoot some guns. Go to the gun range.
What are you
shoot
talking
some guns.
About?
Maybe
Why?
That'll make her hot.
Mm.
You know?
Cook for her or something. Fix something around the house. Wow. That's what women find
That's
really
her job.
Hot. But what do you think about it? Like, what do you, I mean, just bad sex? Like, I don't know. I mean, part of me is like, that could be a deal breaker. Honestly, I'm going to say it here, Mike.
Yeah.
that might be a deal breaker. It might be game over. I mean, if you sex is as important to you as it is to like me and say other people.
Yeah.
Menace, maybe.
Throw them in the gutter and get another. That's what I say.
You do?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. I think we're going to get into some sex myths right now.
Okay.
I love myths. I'm so excited because it's like actually like one of my favorite topics because people get a lot of stuff wrong. And Menace, you are in the hot seat here.
This is where you're going to quiz me?
I'm not. Don't look at the answers.
I'm looking at the answers.
Okay, ready?
I can't wait. This is going to be fun.
Okay. The truth about common sex myths.
Okay.
Size matters. True or false?
That's false.
True and false.
True and false?
Trick question.
It's all about the motion in the ocean, bro.
45 out of 50 women say girth is most important. Most women prefer no more than 5 to 6 inches.
Duh.
85% of women are happy with their partner's penis size. 85%. So all these guys who are so worried about their penis, did you know this is the number one concern that men have is their penis? And 85%, are you listening to what I'm saying? 85% of women are fine with their penis. We do not care. And it's so rare that we don't like penises. I'm telling you, it doesn't come up a lot like that men think we care. We don't care.
So should...
Well, only 55% of men are happy with their member size. See? Yeah, 55% of men are happy with their size. And 85% don't care. So it's true and false. Here's why girth is more important than size, though.
All right.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Why are you laughing?
I am just... I... Go ahead.
Here's why girth is more important. The vaginal walls connect... Oh, more vagina talk. Mm-hmm. The vaginal walls connect with each other and close around whatever is inserted, regardless of size. It can hold snug around a tampon or can stretch to deliver a baby. So that's why girth mm-hmm. is more important, like, for women. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So should penises be eating cheeseburgers or something?
Like, no, it's just nothing you can do.
What?
You could penis pump, but that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
No, you can't really.
I want to see how a penis pump works.
I have like 15 of them in my house. I wasn't even including those in my – yes, remember they were advertiser last summer.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. Do you want one?
A penis pump?
No, yeah, I'll give it to you for your birthday or something.
A penis pump is like when you can't get hard, right?
No, well, it helped. Here's the truth about penis pumps is that there are exercises that you can do that will really help your penis be a healthy penis, like exercises that you do for every other muscle in your body. Your penis is a muscle, and there are exercises that you can do that can help you stay harder, longer, yeah, and help you with other kinds of issues. So, okay, I've got more questions.
I don't want to exercise my penis because I don't want it to lose weight. You know, you say it's all about the girth.
That'd be a bummer, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, this is true or false question. Ready, Menace? Men's sex drive peaks before a woman's.
A men's sex drive peaks before a woman's.
Mm-hmm. Like in life. Like do men get more?
I know it's a trick question. I'm just going to say men does peak before a woman's.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it right. At 18, men get a surge of the sexual hormone testosterone. Women's sexual hormone estrogen doesn't hit till their mid-20s. But peaking hormones doesn't mean peak sexual performance. That is true. 18-year-old boys are not, like, the best in bed. I mean, I remember, like, sex just was not that great when you were younger. Like,
you're just figuring out what to do.
But guys are just – I think guys – I remember the experience having sex when, like, in college of guys just being – I remember having this feeling with this guy I was dating. Like, he just seemed so psyched to be getting laid when we were having sex that it was like he was not even – he wasn't even, like, connected to me at all. But I just remember feeling like he just looked really happy. Like, I'm just so psyched to be getting laid right now. Like, it was so new to him, you know? Okay. Okay, here, next true or false question.
Okay.
Semen is nutritional.
Me and my friends always joke that it is. But do I know that as a fact? I believe not.
It's true.
Ah, it is.
Semen is full of protein.
Damn it. We would always say it was to convince
It really
girls.
Is. Minerals, zinc and calcium, and some fructose sugars and other nutrients.
Dude, why don't we start bottling it up?
It has few calories and is perfectly safe to swallow if it has no disease germs. Ingesting too much semen can create a pH imbalance in your stomach. We were joking about that in the office earlier. We're like, how do you inject, like, how do you have too much semen? Is it that if you keep swallow? I mean, I don't know.
No,
like, what is it if you store it up and you put it in the refrigerator and you make semen popsicles or something in the freezer? Like, how do you ingest too much semen?
I can tell you something that's pretty gross if you want.
I don't like
it's
gross.
It's not too graphic. It's not too graphic, but it's It's kind of gross.
Is it about semen?
It's about the subject right now.
Okay, go ahead. I'll tell you.
There's some, like, there's a story about this rapper that ends up, she's like a female rapper, and she ends up giving fellatio to all these guys at a party, like a big party, like every single guy there. And she had to go to the hospital to get her stomach pumped because they said it was like almost a Coke can full.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Of semen. And that's why? Yes. Wow, so it's true. So it's too much can create. She had a pH imbalance in her stomach.
How can you even consume that much? That is so crazy.
I know. You think that after a while you wouldn't if you're having like – if you're doing an epic amount of – performing an epic amount of oral
really
sex.
She must have wanted a record deal.
Did she get the deal?
Mile.
Did
yes,
she get the
did.
Deal?
I'm
awesome. Okay. Having sex, really, here's some more true and false for you.
Okay.
Having sex before a big event or game can hinder your performance. True or false? Don't you always hear that guys are like, oh, I can't because I got a big game?
No, I don't think it can.
You're right. It's false. Yeah. Sex may actually help physical performance by boosting testosterone. So you should have sex before the big day. A 30-minute sex session uses less than 75 calories, so you don't have to worry about being tired the next day. Does it make men less able to focus? This has not been determined yet.
Yeah, because they would always say that in about baseball players, that they won't have sex
before big games. It's a myth. We are debunking sex myths here. It's very important work.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it. Okay. You shouldn't have sex when she's on her period. True or false?
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
You shouldn't?
Yeah. Like, should you or should you not have sex when she's on her period? Yes or no?
I don't know what kind of question that is.
You shouldn't have sex when she's on her period. Is that true or false? You should not. You should not have sex. She has her period. She's got her period. Should you have sex with her? Yes or no?
Do I want to have sex with her? No. Should I?
Why don't you want to have sex with her? Okay.
Why?
It's false. Yeah. Okay, ready?
It's a
great time to have sex. Did you know that it's actually a great time to have sex when a woman
Probably
has her
for
period?
Her.
Exactly.
Not for you.
There's a decreased risk of pregnancy. So if you worry about that,
Yay.
Like if you're with a partner and it's safe and you're not using condoms and because you guys have been tested, mm-hmm. you can, you know, but you can still get pregnant. Like there's all these myths. And we're actually getting into
sounds
in a minute.
Beautiful.
It can be easier for women to achieve orgasms and big ones because of increased sensitivity in the vaginal area. Today's just a record vagina day.
Yeah.
I've said it way too many times. These orgasms can help relieve any cramping she experiences. So women get really bad cramps, mm-hmm. and it can help. So it's all about the woman. Take one for the team. But you're one of those guys who's like, no, I'm cool. No sex for 7 days or your period. Does it gross you out? It does. You're one of those guys. Cool. Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. The mechanic. Yeah.
Blood everywhere. It grosses me out. I'm sorry.
Does it? But what do you put a towel down?
That's cool. I'm just saying, like, people do it. I'm just saying, like, people can wait if they want to.
But you could wait.
If she really wants to do it, then fine.
The first day, you're like, the first day, I mean, it gets, you know.
Just because I find it horribly disgusting doesn't mean.
Oh, God, Menace, do you really? You're just ugh. I just want to.
Just because it's extremely gross. Whatever.
It's not gross. It's beautiful.
Yes, it's very beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's like flowers everywhere.
So here's the mechanics of period sex can be challenging. So here's some tips, Menace, you might want to write down for next time.
Oh, hold on. Let me grab my paper.
Women can use soft cups. These are shaped like a diaphragm, so it sits further up in your vagina over the cervix to allow for penetration without the mess. So you could actually have sex without the mess.
Cool.
Use a condom. This will prevent blood getting on your penis. Consider having sex in the tub or the shower. Mm-hmm. Place a dark towel under you. That's what you do.
You just
put a towel under you.
Cool.
Limit your positioning. It's better to stick to guy on top, missionary, or doggy style. No reverse cowgirls. Yeah. Why? Some men, I'm telling you, some men, it's cool. Like, they're down with it, and some are like, not at all, and you're one of those guys. So that's what we got for you, Sexmas.
Amazing.
Amazing. And tomorrow we're going to be going over your – tomorrow's show is going to be very interesting too.
Great.
Tomorrow's show is your biggest curiosities about anal sex.
All right.
Do you have any curiosities that you would like? Is there anything specific you'd like us to focus on around that tomorrow?
Maybe.
maybe you won't show up.
Maybe alternative lubes would be a good thing to study.
Alternative lubes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because maybe, you know, people are allergic to some lubes, correct?
Yes. We talked about that yesterday.
Alternative lubes for the anal area. Or it's just the same. Great. Anyways.
Okay. Or, I'll know, take whatever. I'll take that under advisement.
Yeah. Or how to talk women into...
That's a big question. That is like one of our biggest – that's why we have to do an anal sex segment because we've done it. Not like that we've never talked about anal sex because it's a sex show. But we get a lot of emails like, how do I do it? How do I get my girl to do it? So I thought we should just ease right into it.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Okay.
All right.
Right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.
I need a drink.